Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Florida on number one hard hitter DJ. DJ smells so good. Keep holding us down, boy. Do what you do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get that dough, get that bread, homie. This is a hustler's war cry, war cry. Gotta get more for show. Get that bread, homie.
In certain situations, hustlers face they must adapt to hurdle pits from peers who fear them and set traps. Yet and still I strive from dust to dawn on getting more. Sacking paper, money maker, chance taker, this is major. The product of child on top of the pile and been for a while. And still on the prowl, my stomach growling, nigga get foul. Never the one to play about my dollars, my dough or my moolah. A straight shooter, I do you, leaving them more cooler. So boastful at times and others, I remain calm. Full of pride and desire, yes, I want more in my palm. Take vocal on how I feel though the truth can be tough. My life suffers so many stress, scars and scuffs. To make a difference in my city walls is all I ask. And leave some cheese for my seed before my time pass. The wrath of the storm is upon me, stay close to the eye. Make precise decisions, stay alive is my war cry.
Yeah, get that dough, get that bread, homie. This is a hustler's war cry, war cry. Gotta get more for show. Get that bread, homie.
Big face Benjamin Franklin, I take for show. They come with plan after plan, like I'm Wile E. Coyote. So hard headed when it comes to the dough, I take riches like the cheese in my pocket get low. I get sick. The war zone is the block full of work, so I clock in. The customers, they call in, and others, they just stop in. Got deals on the market, green, help the green back up. The racked up enough for now, so I pack up. Now I know for sure it be like people like what's enough, but it be them greedy people that be finding silver gum. Not me, not DC, nope, nope. S-L-E-E-B-Y must remain free. Take heed to the lessons I teach. The street creep. Watch the situation you jump in before you leap. If you dirty, police hit your block. Why? Because he's cunning. And if it's me he came looking for, bitch, I'm running.
Yeah, get that dough, get that bread, homie. This is a hustler's war cry. Gotta get more for show. Get that bread, homie. This is a hustler's war cry, get that dough, get that bread, homie. This is a hustler's war cry, gotta get more for show, get that bread, homie. This is a hustler's
I
war
keep
cry.
A scale for my measurement. And I'm better than I ever been. My breeze cooler than a peppermint. Yes, I'm ruler of my residence. I chase paper, Mr. Benjamin. I feed my people like I'm Ben again. You see, no question, I'm a bigger man. You see, I lose them, then I fill them in. Breaking news that I'm heaven sent. Burning trees leave a hell of sin. To battle me, I just let them in. Without a doubt, knowing better than it's itty's rapper, keep on butting in. It's sleepy as I gotta leave a print. Straight out the ghetto and I rub it in. Dirty, never gonna rent.
Yeah, get that dough, get that bread, homie. This is a hustler's war cry, gotta get more for show. Get that bread, homie. This is a hustler's war cry, gotta get that dough, get that bread, homie. This is a hustler's war cry, gotta get more for show. Get that bread, homie.
Money ain't the problem.
money ain't a problem.
Problem if your silly ass sitting there looking at the recession on TV talking about I'm in a recession. Y'all crazy motherfuckers out there, man. What it do? Y'all already know, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. Representing one time, baby. T-A-M-P-A, F-L-A, always on my back like a motherfucking strap. Ready to pop a cap. If you come wrong, you be taking dirt naps. Yeah. That's how we do it, man. Live right here. Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? Black Talk Radio, however you want to call it, BTR. Score that real big, man. Be a superstar and come on the show, do what you do. Big ups to Iraq, in my cricket letter, Pennsylvania, all my states out there holding it down. New Zealand, you know what I'm saying? Worldwide, Jamaica, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to all y'all out there, man, tuning in, checking the show out, showing love, San Jose, California. You already know what time it is, Texas. Ohio, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, trying to remember everywhere I'm at, Georgia, shit, rep your hood when you come through, you know what I'm saying, I shit, shout out, all the states, all the worlds, man, shouts out to all the planets that I'm reaching, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not local, and I'm not national, and I'm not international, I'm interplanetary, baby, that's the thinking that I'm on. If you ain't on that thinking, then you better come on, you know what I'm saying. Today's topic is, what is the world coming to? You know what I'm saying? I want to say big ups to Kyler Nation. You know what I'm saying? He had an excellent show last night, focused a little bit about, well, a lot about the hip-hop industry, you know what I'm saying? And we was addressing issues about KRS-One's response to Obama and other dumbass people's, you know, responses to Obama. The man ain't even been in office, you know what I'm saying? A good 100 days yet, you know what I'm saying? They're already trying to call a man a failure. So, I mean, if y'all let Bush get in there for 8, damn, let my homie get in there for at least a year and see what it do, you know what I'm saying? So big ups to OB, but then we also jumped on, you know what I'm saying, the 9/11 scandal, the Pentagon scandals, you know what I'm saying? And if you will believe out there that that shit really happened, you don't want to talk to me, because I'll be the motherfucker that upset you. I tell you straight up, you know your government fucked you over and did that shit and killed some innocent motherfucking people. You know what I'm saying? Do your search on 9/11, on 9/11 theories, you know what I'm saying? And you'll show that it was a Spanish dude that was located in the bottom. He was in the building at the time that motherfucker was about to come down. He heard explosions at the bottom in the he was in the basement, you know what I'm saying? He was wondering why they brought a bunch of gallons of gas, you know what I'm saying? Talking about they needed reserve in case the generators, the furnaces and shit went out. They had gas down there. And he said right before the planes hit, you know what I'm saying, he said he heard a bunch of explosions starting to go off down in the bottom of the building. And that's when he got the hell up out of there. And then next thing you know, he look up and he see a plane stuck in the side of the building. Now, you know what I'm saying, a couple of hours later, the bitch fall down. You know what I'm saying? And then it was other eyewitness reports that said 2 weeks before, you know what I'm saying, they had a so-called routine mission to where the bomb disposal unit came in, and they were just doing, what are you doing in the damn United States Twin Towers? What are you doing in there with bomb disposal practices? What is that? Huh? Come on, man. The whole team. So what they did was they went up there, they set charges on the, oh man, I forgot what floors it was. It was on two middle floors, like the middle floors of the building. You know what I'm saying? The charges were set. And this video, it's actually documented video to where the charges was going off. You could see them, and the building imploded. You have never seen a motherfucking aircraft hit nothing, and that bitch don't explode. The damn shit imploded. Yeah, if anybody know what implode means, that means the building went inside of itself. That is a special demolition tactic that they do. They bring buildings down in the middle of New York City without affecting any buildings around it. They set charges, and they can blow that building up right there with a building less than 100 feet away from it. You know what I'm saying? And it wouldn't even affect the building. So, come on, man. And believe me, I challenge anyone, to get in your little biplane, spy plane, whatever kind of plane, and start just flying around over Washington and see if you don't get no damn jets on your ass and threaten you to get the hell out of United States airspace or you will be shot down. Come on, man. Man, all right. But I ain't finna go there. My eyes are open to the truth. You know what I'm saying? Thine eyes have seen the coming of the Lord, you know what I'm saying? So I already know a lot of the shit that's popping off, yeah, man, it's going to get even more diabolical, you know what I'm saying? But the only thing you got to do is stay strong in your faith, stay strong to you, and then you'll come out on top, and you'll come out true, you know what I'm saying? So truly just believe that you know what I'm saying, are a chosen one, that you are a special person to each and everybody on this earth, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I'm special to somebody on this earth, you know what I'm saying? So you are special to somebody on this earth. As long as you keep believing that, you're going to be all right. Do your research, though. I mean, I didn't believe the first video, so I went and checked out 10 more videos, you know what I'm saying? And after the first 10, I checked out 5 more videos. And after that, then I went and hit some blogs. And after the blog, everything added up the same. If everybody's saying the same damn conversation and everybody's from different places, I mean all over the country, and you got Indians, Iranians, Somalians, you got everybody who got computer access, you know what I'm saying, is putting the same type of information out, no real contradicting stories. Come on, man. And if you stupid enough to believe that our government ain't fucking us over every day and trying to kill us every day, then you're a naive person. I mean, you're just a naive person. You better look at your milk products that you consuming. Look at the toothpaste that's got fluoride in it. And if you know what the definition of fluoride, it's the same shit that's in your radiator. Fluoride is what's in your radiator to keep your motherfucking car cool. So what the fuck is that doing in your toothpaste? Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. You know what I'm saying? So the focus of the day is I'm only gonna be on for an hour. I gotta get on my grind today. You know what I'm saying? It's raining over here in Tampa, and I got some artists, and we need to hit on it. We gotta get on the grind, get our music out today. So I only did an hour show today. Really, I need like a 2-3 hour show. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm gonna do. In the future, probably even tomorrow, is I'm going to line up 2 shows. You know what I'm saying? If I got the time for it, I'm going to line up 2 shows. So just be looking for that. You know, I got the Smelly Backup Show. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to look that up, it's blogtalkradio.com/Smelly Backup Show. You know what I'm saying? And that's the backup show for any host who needs more time, you know what I'm saying, and want to carry on the discussion. You know what I'm saying? I can set that up for you, you know what I'm saying? Just hit me up with a message if you want to, you know what I'm saying, super extend your show, like 2 more hours. We can get 4 hours out of it, you know what I'm saying? Do 2 hours on one show. I'll schedule it. It'll probably start like another 30 minutes. We all meet back up, and we can carry on, you know what I'm saying, another 2-hour discussion. So that's the purpose of the backup show. And, you know, I checked out, you know what I'm saying, Kayla Nation. He had a little video, you know what I'm saying, that KRS-One was speaking on, and KRS-One was making statements like, you know, rap and hip-hop. To me, rap and hip-hop is two different beasts, you know what I'm saying? Rap, he states, is what we do. Hip-hop is what we live, you know what I'm saying? And that's true. Hip-hop is a fad. Hip-hop can fade the fuck out, really, and rap will come back. Gangsta rap. We went through all that. Different types. Everything spawned off of rap, though. We went from rap to political rap when Chuck D and all them boys came out. Then we went to gangster rap when Ice-T and all them cats started to come out. You know what I'm saying? And then we got what the fuck we in now. This pop shit. Hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It's pop. Hip-pop. Ain't no fucking hip-hop. It's hip-pop. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is pop? We don't pop. We pop-locked back in 85 when we was breakdancing. They didn't call it pop. They called it breakdancing. Shit, so get the motherfucking terminology right, man. Stop trying to, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop is the bastard child of rap. I'm gonna put it like that. Hip-hop is the bastard child of rap. You know what I'm saying? Okay, there she go. The one time I see Miss Black, you know what I'm saying, I came off up in here, you know what I'm saying, what it do. Start a hunger. Okay, said for the call, I was sleepy anyway. Oh, I know you was sleepy, girl. Shit. Up there in Iraq, I was surprised you was up that late. Shit, it's going down real big. Big up to Miss Black, and you know, this is the discussion of the day. You know, I guess I'm gonna be solo on the phone today, so it's all good to me. Got Miss Black holding down the chat room host, co-host. Big up to the EOD unit. You know what I'm saying? All the soldiers out there serving in the armed forces, man. You know what I'm saying? It's much love. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? For you know, just keep staying strong, man. You ain't supposed to be there, but, you know, we got to do what the fuck we got to do. You know what I'm saying? He come home soon. So, shouts out to my dog, Lane, Stoudemire, Canty. There's everybody who I talk to on the phone. All your other cats, y'all better call in and talk to a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this thing back on and popping. Miss Black, let me see who else I done spoke with. Who else I done spoke with? Really, I haven't called everybody else. Called Rob, called Knowledge. Needed to holler at English, trying to find the English phone number. I don't know where his number at. And just all my homeboys out there, man. Parks, Powers, Newsom, Hall, Coleman, her fine ass, ooh wee. My girl Tyler, you know what I'm saying? Her fine ass, ooh wee. Shit, all y'all out there is representing, you know what I'm saying, for the 1-1 unit over there in Germany. Y'all already know what time it is. Big up Sergeant Askew, wherever you at, nigga. Got you on the hunt, looking for Sergeant Askew. I called Alabama yesterday, talked to a white dude. Thank you, Don Askew, you know what I'm saying, this white dude up there in Dothan, Alabama. He gave me some more phone numbers, though, to call to keep me on the path, you know what I'm saying. So, that's what time it is, man, you already know. Right now, I'm going to get into another cut, and then I'm going to come back. We're going to talk some more, you know what I'm saying, about what's really going on in the world and stuff like that, some worldly issues, you know what I'm saying. And the focus of today's show was to get some solutions, but I guess today's focus is going to be, It's probably a discussion. And then tomorrow we're going to try to, you know what I'm saying, come up with a real solution. I got a special guest, Ms. Barbara Brown, who'll be on the show tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, to give a powerful testimony, you know what I'm saying, on her life. So when you think your life is bad, man, this woman here has been through hell and four high waters. You know what I'm saying? So, and she's still living here. You know what I'm saying? This woman, and I'm just going to give you a brief little history so you can definitely tune in, you know what I'm talking about. But 6 months ago, and this is just the last of tribulations she's been going through, the last little bit of tribulations, she went to the hospital with a baseball or a golf ball size, a golf ball size blood clot in her brain. And it split her brain in half. So she's technically, you know what I'm saying, to humans, she's supposed to be dead. To doctors, she's supposed to be dead. But to true believers, you know what I'm saying, we know that's only the power of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And that's what she told him. She said, the Messiah is why I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm still living. Because I still got work to do on this planet. You know what I'm saying? So, and I thanked her for that because she showed up, opened up my eyes. I was feeling kind of down until she told me that. And I was like, well, shit, I go ahead and tighten up. So big ups to WLH, We Live Harlem. Big ups to New York City out there. Big ups to the Verse, you know what I'm saying, the Truth representing. So big ups ATL, George, and all y'all out there. Y'all ain't know how I do right here live on the show, man. You see today's topic, you know what I'm saying, please blow up the chat room, call in, you know what I'm saying. If I have to, I will extend it, you know what I'm saying, and try to give you at least another 30 minutes. Today is grind day. Today is Monday's grind day right here in Tampa. We got to get on the grind, get some money in the pockets, but you already know what time it is. I got to come through, show love for my fans, show love for my real people, show love for everybody who really want to get some knowledge on, you know what I'm saying. And that's what time it is. So right now I'm going to get into this, my dog Herc, you know what I'm saying, it's that Thug or Die. And this is off his new mixtape, you know what I'm saying? He got a new mixtape out. Your boy Smells So Good hosting the mixtape. You know, any artist out there want a mixtape hosted, you know what I'm saying? Holler at my charge, $50. But I do remastering and a little bit of everything. So this is Herc, Thug or Die, man. I'll let your boy Smell So Good.
Hey, yeah. What? Pass this. You ain't gonna do shit.
Tighten this nigga ass.
Nigga, put some motherfucking holes in that nigga.
What up, nigga?
Pussy nigga, flashing your bread, you better put it up. Cause I'm down to slide that mask on like Jason, bruh. And niggas ain't on the Thug roster, that's why you cut. And a lot of niggas told, but a few are butt. It's Thug or Die, flaw nigga, yeah, that's what I trust. And God in my aid is special, nigga, that's a major plus. You niggas scared of thugging cause you ain't got the nuts. Them crackers get you by yourself and you spill your gut. That's why I ride by laughing cause you thought I was done. You thought a dope charge gon' stop a true thug, huh? I'm making you nigga star, each and every one. And if you don't, nigga, you will die by the gun. Hey man, this your nigga Herc, man. Fucking with this true thug movement, my nigga. All you niggas out there, man, on that bullshit, nigga, tighten up, man. Real talk, bruh. You know what I'm saying? 2009, nigga, grind and shine, nigga. A lot of you niggas ain't grind a day in your life, nigga. True thug movement, man. Illusion, what's happening, bruh? I fuck with you, bruh. Me and my brother ate our charge, you could've did the same. You chose a flawed nigga route and joined them crackers team. And I don't know where you from, but thugging the best thing. Snitching on a true thug, can't stop a thug dream. Cause when you round two thugs, they put you on your feet. The old school niggas love me because I keep it cheap. I thug it out to the end, that's why I keep my peace. So you flaw ass niggas won't play with me. Just pushing nigga shit to stink thugging forever be. I see it in them crackers' eyes, they be mad with me. My 12s up, my nigga, and I keep the thugging all year round. It ain't no fucking season. The shit that I'm told, nigga, I had your ass screaming. You wasn't thugging anyway, so go and stop breathing. Thugging still on the rise, but nigga still decreasing. You don't like me. If I was you, I wouldn't like me neither. Yeah, nigga, I wouldn't like me neither, you old hating ass nigga. You hear what I'm saying, man? You can't stop a true thug dream, my nigga. Straight up, man. THUG Entertainment, nigga, that's what I rep, nigga. All you snitching ass niggas, fuck y'all.
Don't It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy Artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit's crushed, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I still let it split that ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the church by the gray organ? You don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison. Beat my dick. You gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playin' with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the list. I ain't scared to die. Not a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. See, that's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you. I straighten you, I drop you, nigga. Who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in a groove. With all them niggas round up, me don't need all them niggas round up. Shit, to make me feel safe. Bitch, my heart don't pump Kool-Aid. It's just me against y'all with guns. And I ain't got one damn ride on the run. When I got the solo, I'ma get rid of my fucking like Trick Daddy Solo.
Big ups to the bad guy, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Trick Daddy, new group, Dunk Riders, you know what I'm saying? Trick Daddy down there holding down MIA, you already know, you know what I'm saying? Kicked it with old Trick Daddy a couple of times, really didn't kick it with him too long because I was puffing on that good dro when I walked into the goddamn VIP. That bitch smelled like a motherfucking burning plastic factory and shit. Niggas in there smoking all that bonk and dirty and shit. Man, please. That's what Trina was saying, y'all remember that? Oh, back in that Nan nigga days and shit. Y'all know Nan nigga. Yeah, it's time some, yo, that smell like bonk and shit. Yeah, that shit stank like a motherfucker. Man, please, anybody out there smoking dirty, please let me know so I will get 1,000 feet away from your ass. That shit does stink. All that lacing, putting your fucking powder into the goddamn weed, fucking up some good weed and shit. Man, please. Bass rock caddy, whatever the fuck you want to call it from Two Short Days. You know what I'm saying? All that shit, man, please. That nigga ain't getting down like that. That shit will fry your fucking brain, man. Straight up. That shit will fry your brain. Harlem, man. Do they get down like that up there? Them niggas up there bass rock caddy and shit. The motherfuckers up there hitting, lacing the blunts and shit. They do that up there, verse. I know Miss Black, they on some other shit. Them over my... They were trying to hit Iraqi cigarettes and shit. This the good shit, nigga. This the good shit. Right, but I got the Africans smuggling in some shit from Africa. You know what I'm saying? I got that motherfucking, I got that motherland herb and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mama Mabulu, I got that motherland herb. Big ups to all my Africans out there, all my true Africans, man. Guarding the child hall, the gym, and the motherfucking rec center and shit. But that motherfucker's getting paid, though, you know what I'm saying? Let me see, here in New York, they call it Wu. What, like Wu-Tang? Wu. W-O-O-O, Wu. They call it Wu-ing. All right, well, yeah, we start saying Wu around here. Bitch be looking at you like, woo, 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 woo. You know, they start looking at you all crazy. Woo, you talking about Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang, on they hitting Bass Rock Cabin? No, we ain't talking about them. But today's issue, man, anybody, I know, in New York, you know what I'm saying, you should know something about this here. You got to be careful when you smoke with hell fucking. Yeah, you got to be careful, man. Bitches, I don't know what the hell y'all be frying, y'all. This is your brain. On Bass Rock Caddy, they need to have a blunt in a frying pan and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a fucking powder, white powder over that bitch. Like, this is your brain on fucking Bass Rock Caddy. Like, y'all crazy motherfuckers bonking and shit. Nah, man. But KRS-One, man, did anybody, you know what I'm saying? Did y'all hear about, you know what I'm saying, KRS-One in his comments? You know what I'm saying? He signed up with 50 Cent now, you know what I'm saying, on Shady Radio, Shady whatever the fuck he doing. Yeah, people put dust blunts in rotation. No, people will get their ass whooped if they put a motherfucking dust blunt in my rotation. Because I know, you know, I did hit a motherfucking dirty blunt one time. Bitch tried me, and that was the last time that bitch tried me. Bet that. Motherfucking, and guaranteed his motherfucking friends won't even try me like that. Because his ass ain't smoking too well when I punch him in his motherfucking eye. And the motherfucking split his goddamn wig. Ever tried me like that. I stay true to my craft, and that is herb, but I do not stay true to that motherfucking white man's expensive drug, goddammit. Shit, nah, they do not. They didn't go together back in the day, so why the fuck you trying to put them together now? Crazy-ass motherfuckers, man, smoking crack and shit. You want to go smoke some crack, bitch? Get you some goddamn powder. Get you some motherfucking cut or however the fuck you cook up dope. I ain't no motherfucking dope boy. So I watched the nigga cook up dope and I left the fucking house because the goddamn house was stinking. Smell like fucking that shit. Nah, man. All y'all out there cooking up dope, man, you better watch yourself, man. Your ass gonna be looking like Richard Pryor and shit, running down the street with your ass on fire. Straight up, man. That gonna be running out of the street looking like goddamn Fire Marshal Bill and shit around this motherfucker. Trying to do some Bass Rock Caddy and shit. That's what's ruining our world now, you know what I'm saying? All these goddamn crazy ass drugs they done got in the mix. Motherfucker X and Pill Popping, Incredible Hulks, Blue Diamonds, Purple Horseshoes, all whatever the fuck, and Lucky Charm goddamn pills out there. We got everything and shit. I'm like, damn, nigga, what the hell? Oh, okay, I thought you were saying something else. Yeah, man, I don't know. The only thing I stick to is Mary Jane. I cheat on that bitch with any motherfucking female. Goddamn right, that's my wife. That's my girl. And I treat her with the utmost respect, you know what I'm saying? Every time I hit her, you know what I'm saying? I make sure I put my hands on her, you know. Yes, I do put my hands on Mary Jane. I won't put my hands on no woman. But I will put my hands on Mary Jane. Yes, sir. I put my hands all on her ass, except for on her tip. Cause that's where you get burnt. Hey, nah, that's crazy, though. What the fuck we call crackheads rock stars? Shit. Well, then that means Hollywood is filled with crackheads then. You can't go to Hollywood and talk about, hey, you rock stars. Crackhead motherfuckers. I'm going to call it how I see it. Crackhead motherfuckers. I forgot. We got a whole bunch of other names for them. But the only thing I call it crackheads. Your ass on crack, you motherfucking crackpot crackhead. That's all I can tell you. So what I'm going to do now, man, is get into my dog. This Tom G and Frank Lennon. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come back with some more discussion. It's Tom G and Frank Lennon. You know what I'm saying? Now he's representing. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Big up Goofy Bone out there. I know he be stopping through. You know what I'm saying? He be holding it down. Big up to Howell. What did I say? Howell Gant? Howell Gant? Something like that. Howell Gant. I don't know how to say your name. If I'm saying it wrong, my bad. One time on. I think someone put some shit in it. Yeah, well, you wasn't burning with us, girl, because, yeah, we were putting that thing in there in Germany, boy. Look at here. Let me tell y'all something, man. When I was over in Germany, half of Hollywood is on that good. Oh, okay. The rest of them got their faces in that motherfucking, that good white. Cat Williams told me about that. He said, man, you got to be careful kind of parties you go to. He said, man, and the motherfuckers do drugs. They just don't, you know, at home, they be all, you know, behind closed doors. He say, shit, up there, they just, yeah, so what we're about to do, we're about to get ready. Hold on. Now that bitch hit a whole line in front of you and shit, you know what I'm saying? Then get back to the conversation like, damn, they doing it like that? So, yeah, man, I ain't in no rush to get up to Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? I ain't in a rush to get see motherfuckers behind the mask and shit. I'd rather just see the truth. So, and that Hollywood ain't the place I think that's going to be happening, you know what I'm saying? So, in a minute, I'm going to get back. I'm going to play the song real quick. I got to run and handle some business, and then I'll be right back.
I don't fuck with your nigga. Big size my shit, I bust at your nigga. Shit, I got a big butt five. Fuck y'all niggas, y'all won't click pie.
You gon' make me step down, no ya. You gon' make me step down, let's go push that. Step down, no ya. You gon' make me step down, let's go push that.
Nigga ain't shit, pat by me. Nigga ain't shit, hold by me. If you know about me, my niggas will go to war by me. Hit you with the 4-4 by me. I'm a OG, I'm off the cone, I'm off the block. We got the money for the hoes, nigga, that's the code. Moment of silence for my niggas up the road.
Damn.
You don't live like me. Nigga, you don't keep it real like me.
Like
ones, black teeth,
like teeth.
No colors, nigga, I ain't like teeth. I don't talk to the pigs, I don't eat pork. Like a bus, I'm a
hustler.
When I step down on you, nigga, don't flinch. Crack your motherfucking helmet like John. I don't fuck with your nigga. Big size my shit, I bust at your nigga. Shit, I got big butt five. Fuck y'all niggas, y'all won't click.
You gon' make me step down, step down.
You gon' make me step down, let's go push that.
What you got, shit with it, folks, nigga, thinkin' it ain't real.
It ain't real.
What you be itchin' to feel,
is that real?
That real.
Fucked up on pills,
get cold pump.
Y'all niggas know the drill.
I'm from the front folks.
Blue Pikes saying niggas ain't no joke.
We live by the five.
By the Shiro.
Yeah.
Pass, nigga, stay in line.
It ain't nothing to put it all way up in your line.
You fight gunplay, nigga, cause I'm for that.
I'm for that shit.
But it's here, you need to stand in line.
Stand in line.
The real nigga do real things.
Real thing.
He ain't do whatever nigga left. I bet you. If I have to step down on a nigga, by deal, by mine.
By
want chill, feels like me. My sheep beat me. I still get caught till they drop to the bottom of my throat. Who you told? Cause I don't wanna choke. My pussy stay wet. Do you think you can handle it? You can do it slow or fast. Just make sure it lasts. And I hate when a nigga be coming off fast. Get that dick rock hard. Put my hair, make my ass. My pussy real deep. But you know I need a fix. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna let me come, boy. Don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Got me reaching for my jaws, reaching for the bad place. My arms tied with ropes, the way you make me feel, boy, it ain't no hopes. Got so much blood, I can feel it in my sleep. Fuck me all night, make it feel like a dream. Cause you make my pussy clean, it feels so right. Wanna know what you like, got you feeling real good. Cause you know my pussy tight, wanna do it all night. A freak is what you like, fucking like a porn star. In the car, on the bar, just don't hit it too hard. In the house with your spouse, I'll be quiet as a mom. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Feeding for the bitch, got me calling every day, asking for another bitch. You make my legs twitch when I'm riding a bitch. Know you like it when I spit these explicit lyrics, I even spit on the bitch before you come in here. Wanna see what my pussy tastes like? I want it done right, just pretend you a dyke and I pretend it's a mic. Get a little sweaty, start real slow. My pussy so hot, you can fuck me in the snow. It's like Pinocchio, I like it when it grows. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here.
In the air. Yeah, that's Miss Akira, man. She representing out of the Atlanta GA, you know what I'm saying? She doing it real big. She sexy a little something, something, you know what I'm saying? She be doing her thing, boy. When I met her, she had damn near a see-through outfit on. I was trying to see straight through that motherfucker, boy. Damn, girl. She got on none of that mug and that guy. They gonna creep for a little minute. And I saw it, I was straight. She's just good enough to look at. Yeah, she's good enough to look at. But shit, can't go sticking in everything that you want to be dicking in. You know what I'm saying? That ain't good for you out there, people. That ain't good for you. Big ups to Queens of Media out there, you know what I'm saying? Holding down. See, you just stopped through. Finally come through the show to check us out. This is the Smelly Show. DJ Smells So Good. You already know what time it is. We all the way international. We got Iraq in the building. You know what I'm saying? Miss Black, what it do? I got my dog Verse, the Truth. And then we got Harlem up in the building. You know what I'm saying? WLH, We Live Harlem. Feel free to drop y'all show links off in the chat room. Because, shit, I only be in that motherfucker. So, blow that bitch up. You know what I'm saying? Share links, man. If you got a show, I encourage you, if you don't have a show, to get a show. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get Miss Black to represent Iraq over there. You know what I'm saying? Get her a show so we can hear the true voices of the soldiers and not the media's watered down, bullshit, jacked up, insurgent version of what the fuck we get, you know what I'm saying, by time and get over here through all the motherfucking satellites and shit. That's the purpose of Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? So you can get that truth, you know. Yeah, you're welcome. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big right here, man. This is what I do each and every day. I'm on each and every day. Yes, this is a grind for me. I ain't getting paid for it. I am looking for sponsors. Believe that. So y'all start hearing some commercials and shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about Might All or some shit like that. I wills be airing it. You know what I'm saying? But the sponsors I'm looking for are Swisher Sweets, White House, goddamn it, Dutch Masters. Shit, I'll do a jingle for the ass and run that bitch because, hey, that's what I do. So that's what I'd rather be talking about, you know what I'm saying? But What the hell was I about to address? I don't forgot. Let me tell y'all something, though. Mary Jane is detrimental to your immediate thoughts. So if your ass is trying to sit up there and be on memory lane and shit, you don't be smoking no herb, man. That shit there takes you out into way left field. And it puts you in a real fucking mood, you know what I'm saying? In a real, I don't give a shit, whatever the hell you say type of mood. At least it do that for me, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't give a damn. You say the world about to blow up. Man, shit. I be, get your supplies for free. Oh, yeah? Damn right. That's what I'm working on, you know what I'm saying? That's the smartest thing to me, y'all. Like, I sell CDs over here. I sell mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? I promote local artists. So when the herb man come around and try to buy some CDs, it's even swap, no swindle. Hook your boy up with some bud, and you can ride home with some free CDs. So I really don't be paying for my smoke. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. It's rarely that I got to, you know what I'm saying, have to pay for it because so many niggas riding around with it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm always trying to, hey, be with it. You know what I'm saying? So here's some CDs, here's some mixtapes, homie. You know, give me old dime bag. You know what I'm saying? You know, I already know. I'm good to go. Three blunts later, I'm high to the sky. Don't ask me why. I just do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. But purpose of Blog Talk Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I do encourage everybody to get a show because last night we was on Kayla Nation, and matter of fact, hell yeah, I got Harlem in this motherfucker. Harlem, man, you can tell me, do you or do you not believe our government, or do you believe that our government, let me put it that way, because I might be leading the witness and shit. Do you believe our government or Al-Qaeda was behind the motherfucking Twin Towers falling and the Pentagon getting hit? Do you believe that, or do you believe it's Al-Qaeda, or you believe it's our government? We got into a hot discussion last night, you know what I'm saying, about, concerning that. And I'm going to tell you my opinion on it was I believe the government did it, you know what I'm saying. I don't believe in no real conspiracy theory. I just believe in proof after proof after more proof. And if it all connects together, then that's your proof, you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's one thing if everybody in Florida was saying it, you know what I'm saying the same thing. But when you got, different representatives, different people from different states and different countries, and they all are on the outside looking in, and they seeing this shit happen, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it was nobody. We have what is called a no-fly zone. I'm ex-military. You can ask Miss Black. We have what is called a no-fly zone here in the United States. That is where your ass fly into a certain zone. It's jets that patrol our airways 24 motherfucking 7. So you fly your little motherfucking crop plane or wherever the hell over the wrong area, you finna be warned one time, next time your ass finna be shot the fuck down. And that's the way we handle things right here in the United States. So it is no way no aircrafts were spotted on the radar, and they were spotted on the radar. It's documented proof. The aircraft that crashed was spotted on the radar way an hour before that bitch even hit the fucking towers and shit. You know what I'm saying? But then they claim that the military at that time happened to be on war exercises and playing war games. Come on, man. Man, whatever. That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I welcome everybody, you know what I'm saying, to do the research on it. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of links that they shot in the room last night. You know what I'm saying? And, just different places to go and research and look up some different shit. You know what I'm saying? Believe what they say. Believe none of what you hear and half of what you read until you do the research for yourself. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you a topic to go out there and get on. Even though what's done is done, though. You know what I'm saying? And my condolences go out to all the people that, regardless of who the fuck did it, you know what I'm saying? Goes out to all the people who lost their lives, you know what I'm saying, and family members who had family members there, you know what I'm saying. That's who I show love to, you know what I'm saying, because we live in a crooked ass world, you know what I'm saying. Anyways, brothers kill brothers, white folks kill white folks, we kill each other, you know what I'm saying. So what is the damn difference? Murder is murder, is wrong, It shouldn't mean nothing, whether it was plotted, whether it was, you know what I'm saying, conspired, or whether it was just, you know what I'm saying, they did it. The he say, she say, lives was lost. That's the bottom line. Lives was lost, you know what I'm saying, for no reason. You know, and then, but the real thing that pisses people off behind it is what comes, you know what I'm saying, after it. Yeah, I believe it was a setup, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Because this shit, people don't even believe that it's remote control airplanes. I'm like, what? How in the hell you can go into a hobby shop and build you a little fucking plane, put a little motor on it? What is that running by? Remote control. So how are you saying that you can't put a big ass 747 in the air unmanned and let it fly around? They've been doing that since the 50s. That's what spy planes are. I mean, a lot of people, well, okay, people aren't ex-military. You have to be military to be in this military type of mind that I'm in, and it's military type of thinking, and go through and actually be put through a lot of bullshit that our government done put us through. You know what I'm saying? Just by joining up through the military with the mental brainwashing and type of shit they try to take you through. You know what I'm saying? But, man, listen. They have a plane that flies over my hood at least every other week. You know what I'm saying? And I mean that motherfucker flies so damn low, it damn, they be scraping the trees. You know what I'm saying? It's an unmanned plane. It has no windows in the motherfucker. And it's an observation. All it has is a camera on the shit. It's an observation. I don't know what the hell that bitch is. 7-4, some big-ass cargo plane. And that shit is so loud when it flies overhead that you can't help but to look out, you know what I'm saying, and see what the hell it is, you know? And Queens of Media said that Israel did it to encourage us to go to war on their behalf. All right. I ain't finna sit up here and disagree with nobody. Your opinion is your opinion. And I'm gonna leave it at that. Hold on, we got a caller. I ain't even in my damn switchboard. 646, what it do?
What it do?
God damn, you calling from another number?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. What's up, Playboy? This is Betty, aka Harlem Princess. We live Harlem.
Oh shit, you WLH.
That's right.
Oh, we live Harlem. Okay, that's what's up. Are you coming? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed. I can't complain.
Yeah, you sound good, motherfucker, girl. Well, shit. Oh, that ain't the purpose of blog talk, though. That ain't
you thought I was a dude, right? You thought we live
God
Harlem
damn
the dude.
Did, because, you know, you got that hard-ass name and shit. We live Harlem. And it's female. That's what's up. Big ups to Harlem females representing Harlem. Strong women,
thank
you know what I'm saying? That's
you
real, that's
it.
Real. So what's your
comment on,
give me your, what's up?
The comment on what you were saying about the whole thing. If you have you ever heard of a video called Loose Change?
Loose Change.
Hmm?
No, I have to look that up. I'm writing it down, though.
Oh, okay. If you go to YouTube, this video came out about, I'm going to say, about 2 years ago after the whole 9/11 thing. And it just showed you that the whole thing was a big conspiracy to Bush's brother being the head of security in the World Trade, to just hands in to the person who owns the World Trade, how he renewed his insurance contract, to now allow if a plane hit the building, he can get paid off, like probably like almost 6 months to a year before the actual incident happened. So I just think the whole thing was a setup because it was said that it was gold underneath the World Trade. They planted some gold back there when it first was built. So check out Loose Change.
I'm telling you, it was, I mean, one thing I don't go off of, I mean, they call it conspiracy theory. Okay, what the fuck ever. That shit's just, you got to put the whole picture together in order to get some of the truth out of it. And
right.
I was, you know what I'm saying, checked out. It was, and after that, it was a lot of YouTube videos, I mean, of personal testimonies, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Of people saying that it was a dude down in the basement. He said, a couple of weeks before that incident happened, they brought a couple of tons of gasoline into the bottom of the World Trade Center. And he says moments before he heard, you know what I'm saying, the planes crashed, he heard explosions down in the damn bottom of the, at the bottom where the gas tanks and shit was at.
Right.
He already heard, you know what I'm saying. They said 2 weeks before that, it's documented that they had a so-called mock drill to where a team of bomb disposal unit came in, and they went on the, like, the middle floor. I don't know. I forgot how many floors it was, 26, 27th floor, and they planted detonators. You know what I'm saying? They cleared both floors.
Mm-hmm.
They cleared both floors, you know what I'm saying, of employees, and they set some fucking detonators. I watched video, you know what I'm saying, that when you know everybody and mama got a cell phone or some
right.
kind of video camera on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It showed where there was explosions in the middle of the building while that plane was lodged at the top of the building. The building
right.
imploded on itself. Nobody can't
mm-hmm.
tell me nothing. A motherfucking plane explodes. It does not implode.
Right?
It explodes. Jet fuel is the most highly flammable fuel there is. When jet fuel explodes and it hits the ground, there is no water. There is no foam. You have to dig a hole around the jet fuel and
let
bury it.
Out? Oh. Okay.
And let it and bury it. It ain't no burn out. You have to bury it. That's how powerful jet fuel is. Yeah, and it just keeps burning. But you have to bury that.
I don't know if y'all heard, was able to get, like, the news reports of, like, the firefighters and different people testimonies that came out years
saying
after
they
9/11.
Heard explosions.
Right. All those tapes clearly say these people heard explosions, but they filtered those tapes out, so when we hear it, we don't hear them people saying things like that. That's why I'm
right.
saying it's just about money and about power. That's all it is.
Well,
just
like
a pawn in this world.
Like I was telling them last night, what was the main things that was in those towers? One was the Federal Stock Exchange. That's where all our money, that's where all your trading went on and everything. They said a couple of months after that, after they was digging through the rubble and stuff, they found old computer hard drives that looked like they had been pre-smashed. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody tried to intentionally destroy them. You know what I'm saying? Before the buildings went down. And then
right.
when they said they pulled the information off of the hard drives, that's when they found out, you know what I'm saying, that half of the fucking half of the stockbrokers up there was inside trading.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was getting their rocks off. That's all it was. They was getting their rocks off. The head of one of the brothers that worked up there, he was the head of one of them sections. He said he got a call 2 days before telling him not to go to work.
Right, a lot. And you know what the funny thing is, the Jewish people who got those calls, that not to go to work.
Telling him, come on, now something's going to happen.
Okay.
It was a pre-warning. It was pre-warning. I got to extend this show real quick. But that 9/11. And then they tripped me out with the, you have to watch commercials. You know what I'm saying? You have to watch Army commercials. You got to watch kind of everything. It's all a piece of the puzzle.
Right.
When the Army.com did a commercial on their new missile, they shot a motherfucking missile damn near halfway across the world. That bitch hit this damn building, and only thing that shit blew up was the building around all these other buildings.
I heard about that. Isn't that something else?
When they showed the Pentagon, they said there was no way that a big-ass 747 skipped on the ground. There's no way aircraft can skip on ground like a rock.
Right.
It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to do that. Once that fuselage hits that ground, them tanks hit, you finna get scurred. You finna get a scourge. There's no bouncing. You know what I'm saying? There's no buoyancy to no damn airplane.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Once it hits.
They so-called found the motor in front of the Pentagon. The head
in front.
Right, in front. And the head, the person, and that motor is made by, is it Mercedes-Benz? And the head of the Mercedes-Benz was like, we don't make those type of motors. So it was like the conspiracy is right there. What's going
Man.
On?
they had already showed how it could have happened. They shot a missile from the back of the Pentagon. How the hell was it it's a big-ass hole. I mean, a humongous hole the same size
mm-hmm.
as the nose of the airplane all
but
the way
no
on
wings.
The other side of the Pentagon.
You don't see
it
no
was
wings.
It was a hole though on the other side of the Pentagon that
mm-hmm.
went straight through the entire building, and then blew out the hole where that plane just set its nose at.
Right.
It wasn't inside. How you telling me a big ass plane is just going and just skrr and just lay up against the building? It crashed into in the building now. Don't get me wrong, the nose was inside the building, but nothing else. No wings was touching the building. You
no
know what
tail.
I'm saying? The gas didn't explode. What?
Now, what about the planes that went down in Philly, I believe? It's just a big hole.
Just a big hole.
Did you see reports? They said that in, I believe, Cleveland, that plane that supposed to went down in Philly, this is the video I've seen, Loose Change. So they said in Cleveland that they cleared out the whole airport and an unknown aircraft came in, let out about 250 people. It was a news report on it. Everybody had to be cleared out the airport before this plane came in. They cleared out 250 people, and nobody know who these people are, was, or anything. I just think the whole thing was a setup, truth be told.
Yeah,
how did they
yeah.
get these people to go along with the program? Who
money.
Knows?
Money. Money and more money.
Okay.
That's all this was. It was a financial gain for a select group of people. Now, understand, it
mm-hmm.
was a select group of people.
Absolutely.
But it was a lot of people involved. But then, yeah, it was, yeah, man.
Kids,
for
you. Too. It's like you got the kids gone and everything. You know, you got family devastated unless they knew what the program was, you know?
It might have been. I think I did see that Loose Change.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I did see. Because that just dumbfounded me. How in the hell, building number 7, after these shits done fell,
that's
y'all
what,
still
that's
got
what.
More buildings blowing up and shit? Just ain't even hit? And these bitches crumbling?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but they imploding.
I wasn't here that day. I was on my way coming into the city. I was coming from Alabama, and I was on Amtrak. So they stopped us in D.C. because they was worried about they was attacking anything that moving. That's before the plane hit in D.C. When I got into the city, when I talk about the stench of just burning, you could just smell death. The whole city was just had a different air to it. You know what I'm saying? For like over 2-3 weeks, all you could smell is burning. The things burning. You could smell the gas. You could just smell like just the debris when it fell. And I was worried because looking at it on the news, I really thought it was going to fall over on some buildings. But like you said, it was so well planned, it just fell in.
The shit imploded. There's no fucking way.
All right.
There's no when they blow a building up, a building blows up and out.
Mm-hmm.
When you blow a building up, when a demolition team comes that's not professionally trained, this was back in the days before they learned how to control their explosions. You know what I'm saying? When they blew a building up, it blew up and out. That's how explosions and bombs and everything do. You have to control an explosion in order to make that building implode on itself. The building imploded, meaning it folded in on itself. Both buildings imploded and fell in on themselves. So, I was like, all right, government. All right, government. I mean, it's enough of that wool over the eyes type bullshit. You have people from other countries. BBC, oh, I love them. The British News, because they give it blood, bro. They give it to you how it is. You know what I'm saying? And they came out with their own reports that shit was a sham. And they put it out on their news network that shit was a sham. It was a setup. It was a lot of shit behind it. You know
right.
what I'm saying? That caused that. So, yeah, okay, yeah, you might have had Israel in it. You might have had so-called whatever the hell Al-Qaeda is in it. Yeah, all that fictitious made-up names like insurgents and all that shit, man, please. Y'all
did
keep falling for that dumb shit if you want to. Huh?
Not to cut you off, but did you also see how they were showing how they was making different Bin Ladens? Like the real one, they only had one real
man.
Video of him. Everybody else was imposters, and he himself said he had nothing to do with this whole
nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they went on. That's why they went on and killed his ass, though.
Because
he ain't playing. You ain't gonna play. You ain't gonna play. Play our game. You gonna sit up here and try to bring our story down? You ain't gonna
mm-hmm.
roll with punches. Oh, okay. We got something for you. One of his own people killed him, though. It wasn't Americans. We didn't hunt his ass down and killed him. One of his own people killed him. And whether it was over money. I'm pretty sure somebody paid, $500,000 in a poor country like that to go and off his ass.
Well,
Saddam's
wife turned him in. One of his many wives turned his ass in.
So
she knew where he was at in that hole, and she told him.
In that little hole. Come on, now. Come on, now.
He was like,
you find this man in a hole, in a motherfucking rabbit's hole, with all his, I believe all he was down there doing was checking on his stash. Because he had so many, underground tunnels all over. Mm-hmm. Man, there's so many tunnels under Saudi Arabia, just like his tunnels under here, down here in Florida.
The mob ran this so well
that you don't know what the hell is underneath you.
You're right.
That's why they don't want you to go digging, so you won't run into their history.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's straight up, man. And I just,
world,
you know what I'm saying?
This world is not new. We just knew in it.
Yeah, yeah. That's did you have any family that was involved in that?
No. I'm glad I didn't. I'm really glad I didn't.
Man. That was sad. That was sad in a bitch. They talking about motherfuckers jumping out the windows and shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get away from the fire and shit because they was trapped on the fucking floors. Boy.
Now, I have a good friend who's a detective. So at that time, they was calling all detectives, firefighters, anybody that could help, right? So my friend, after the whole incident, I kind of think before he went into the situation, he was okay. Afterwards, I can notice, even up until now, he's a little shaky. He's a little paranoid. He's just a little bit different from after that, you know, picking up bodies, legs. I mean, everything, you know, and it really did mess with him afterwards.
Yeah.
People died. Those firefighters passed away because they were inhaling all those, the chemicals, air, bodies, ashes, everything. People got sick and died.
Yeah, and then in the long-term effects after that, you know what I'm saying, was just, you can't even measure, you know what I'm saying? There's people to this day that's still suffering from that shit, and our government ain't taking care of them, ain't giving them no treatment, you know what I'm saying, which is the power of the internet, though. That's why stories and programs like this and Loose Change, you know what I'm saying, they are there. They are there for our viewing, and it's only up to people like me, you, and other people to spread the word. You know what I'm saying? So we can all help put this piece of the puzzle together. But, you know, my focus is what is the solution, though?
Right.
You know, is there a solution? You know what I'm saying? Like, how the hell can we prevent this shit? What, do we overthrow the fucking government? You know
what
I'm saying?
We got to get together as one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do? Because Obama ain't got shit to do with what the fuck is going on right now. The Congress and the Senate was the same motherfucking crooked ass people that was in there that was orchestrating 9/11, that was orchestrating half of the fucking wars that we are in.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of something where it's an elite group of people, it's in the government, of course, they're white men, it's an elite group of people when they feel that the world's getting too out of control, you know, they throw out catastrophes in the world, like, instance, Hurricane Katrina, so they can regulate the world and make them, like, you know, straighten up. Have you heard anything like that?
They have the world straighten up.
Right. They throw out catastrophes just so the world can be, like, you know, take notice and try to straighten up because they feel like it's getting out of control. You never heard nothing like that?
Well, no, but that's a lot of, you know, everything is propaganda when it comes to the media. I mean, it's so, you can't, I don't watch TV, I don't listen to radio unless it's me,
right,
or other people. I don't record their shows. I download shows and I put them on my MP3 player. I don't listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't listen to the radio at all either. They play the same songs all day and talk about crap. I like to listen to something that's educated, you know.
Yeah.
I could take something from it.
Yeah, and it's just, man, and the TV is just from everything. I mean, from commercials to everything is crooked. You know what I'm saying? You just got to watch really, you know what I'm saying, what you're feeding to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because you can be feeding yourself a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Miseducated. We all miseducated.
Yeah. Did you read that, Miseducation of the Negro?
I haven't. I didn't even know.
You haven't?
No, sir. Yeah. I haven't.
Hold on. I got an artist call. Hold on, Art. Got an artist outside and shit.
Well, Mr. Smells Good. I'm going to go ahead and take my stroll. It was very good talking to you.
Yeah, definitely come back. I'm on every day from 12 to 2. Well, normally 12 to 2, but today I got to get on my grandma Grizzly. So I'll be back here tomorrow, 12 o'clock every day. Make sure you sign my guest book, please. You know what I'm saying? Let the world know you was here.
Definitely.
And I'll do the same. You have a show?
I definitely do. It's We Live Harlem Radio. I'll definitely put the link in the chat room for y'all.
Yeah. I welcome everybody. Drop your links anytime you come through. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like the other shows because, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to use BTR to bring the world together.
That's right. We all here to support each other. Somebody gave me some fever because I put my link in there. They're like, what you doing? Who are you? Where you? I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. I thought we was here to support everybody.
Yeah, that's what they do. They ask, you know what I'm saying? They be talking about, you know, when I first got on here, I thought I was going to be one of the ones that, and if you listen to my second show, I was like, you know, that's rude to come in because when I was actually in the dude room, I got chewed out, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, but then I was like, man, fuck that. I don't give a damn. This is Blog Talk Radio, man. Y'all put whatever info you're going to build in there that's pertinent that's going to help somebody out.
Right, that's what I said. You know, you never know who you might bump into that can help you out in a big way.
But, hey, and let me tell y'all something. Queens just said that Blog Talk Radio is going to start charging $40 a month, right? This is the internet. Sorry, Blog Talk, but this is the internet. It's more sites than just you. And if it do start changing, y'all can check me out, livevideo.com. And I'm live on the video. I will take it from the phone, and I will be live video so y'all can interact and, you know what I'm saying, interact with me. And if you
that
got a webcam, if you got a webcam, you know what I'm saying, the world can see you. You can see me. We can all, you know what I'm saying, because right now we all just painting pictures of each other unless you see my picture in the little profile, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that can be of anybody, but that is me. Mm-hmm. I think you could pretty much match up the voice with the groggy black man right there, so that is me.
Well, I will check you out tomorrow. And guys, y'all can check me out tomorrow night at 10 p.m. TNT Tuesday. We live all on radio and Fridays too, Champagne Fridays.
Okay. All right. That's definitely what's up. Thank you for coming through, and I definitely get a chance. I'm come by and stop and check your show out.
Thank you. Everybody have a blessed day, guys.
That's real. On that note, we finna get into one song real quick because we got 18 minutes left. And then, I got to get up out of here. I'm playing my dog Hurt, you know what I'm saying? This is how we do, representing, you know what I'm saying, artists all the way around, man. And I'm taking this dude to the top. Y'all already heard it right here first, because it don't stop.
Hey, this your number one true thug Hurt, man. And I'm coming to find my little shorty with that tight pussy. And the nigga ain't found you yet. Where you at? Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. The search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. The search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I want to pull gin on that pussy and suck it off, so I can blame it on the liquor while I ate you out. I want to beat that tight pussy before I leave the house. While I'm in the studio or the streets, that's all I think about. I want a bitch you love to fuck and hate to talk. Lil' mama fuck with a thug so I can change your walk. And we can fuck with the lights on or even off. And you can tell the nigga she fucking real flow. Miss tight pussy been searching for you throughout the south. And I'm the thug in the streets that you done heard about. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. The search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. The search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Done been through the hood, even where the crackers be, and still ain't found Miss tight pussy in the street. She gotta have a lot of class and she keep it G. And she ain't mad cause I ain't fucked there in a whole week. Ain't fucking flawed, nigga, she keep that pussy tight for me. So if you fuck up my nigga, it's gon' cost you a fee. And money keep me up tight pussy, put me to sleep. So try to run gang, your money and your talk is cheap. Just cause she got a lot of class don't mean she ain't street. And if she see a flaw in your nigga, she don't speak. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. The search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. The search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, I hope you in this damn club. And I don't wanna make love when I fuck you in this club. And fuck whining and dining in the bite, bro. Straight madams over here, not a little something. I wanna fuck you real good till we both come. And then cough your
pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Nick tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. That search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Nick tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at?
Hey, this your boy Hurt, man. Miss tight pussy, when you see me in the street, get at me.
Yo, Janu, this is
DJ
Party Time.
Are you Jamaican yet?
You're DJ.
That bitch still fine.
Y'all gotta excuse me, y'all. I'm about to get the fuck up out the building. I'm putting my clothes on and shit. Hey, I'm gonna tell you though, Queens, you know what I'm saying, with the free shows and shit. I mean, that's still cool. Cause I did, honestly, I think they do be listening to the they be listening to the show. So I did say that on one of my shows. I say, man, I ain't going to pay no $40. I mean, there goes Shy Romance all super duper late. You know what I'm saying? That's my girl, though. Big up Shy Romance. But, I mean, I would, you know what I'm saying? If anything, shit, I'd take a collection, you know what I'm saying, up in here. You ain't going nowhere. Girl, I'm on the way to your house. Shit, I'm on the way to Shy Romance's house, goddamn, to lay down my poetry. Hey, big up to Shy Romance, Miss M.I. Cricoletta in the building. You already know how we do, man. She going down. But, yeah, I mean, I you know, if I don't know. I'm going to have to see how they do, man. Because, see, right now, the way I look at it is we giving our time to make Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, what it is. So if you finna charge us $40, I mean, shit, man, I'm paying down there $100 for my internet connection. Now you finna turn around and talking about paying $40 just to free my mind on some motherfucking free internet. Shit, no, I can start a blog any motherfucking well. I just ain't got to talk to shit. Damn that, you know what I'm saying? So, but like I say, there is another website out there, you know what I'm saying, that you can do live video. Just similar to Blog Talk Radio. I do appreciate everything Blog Talk Radio do. $40 a month, I probably wouldn't pay though. $20 a month, yeah. You got to think about all the users that we got on this network and all the people that I keep trying to bring, you know what I'm saying, onto this show. Wait, no, Queens of Media said that they're going to start charging, you know what I'm saying, if we want to get better performance. And that's just what they do. They start, you know what I'm saying, fucking with the bandwidth. That's why y'all can't get into the chat rooms and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they doing that shit. But if you started this motherfucker all free for whatever purpose it is, get you some more damn sponsors. I'm trying to get some sponsors. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm really trying to do. I'm trying to get some sponsors. You know what I'm saying? I follow y'all anywhere too, man. You real with me, I'll be real with you. You feel me? So if y'all know, matter of fact, anywhere in y'all area, you know what I'm saying, any stores, mom and pop stores, anybody want to get some advertising, you know what I'm saying, you know, I charge $20, put it that way, I charge $20, and that way we can have a error-free show, and then we can really complain, you know what I'm saying, when you can't get into the chat rooms, and you can't, you know what I'm saying, get, you know what I'm saying, you can't always log on into your switchboard and stuff like that, you know. And that's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? They build you up so they can start charging, you know what I'm saying? But shit me, I don't believe anything that's on this internet is free. Free is for me, you know what I'm saying? And there's other sites on here that TalkShoe, you know what I'm saying? They don't charge, they doing the same shit, you know what I'm saying? I can play music over TalkShoe and put 250 people online, you know what I'm saying? But I just like Blog Talk Radio's format. I like the way it's set up. You know what I'm saying? I like the way you can do both ways. You know what I'm saying? You can do the phone and you can do the chat. You know what I'm saying? So it makes it more versatile. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it go, y'all. We'll see how it go. You know what I'm saying? We still going to keep it real, keep it real till they do. And if I got to cut it back to an hour a day, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? Who this is? Good, you know you live, good. What time, Miss Shy Romance? Y'all, you can do on your show tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Did you schedule it?
Yeah, I schedule it for 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I don't know what the hell all that is. I'm on Eastern
that
Standard
shit is
Time.
So. Shit. I hear you complaining. They fucking with you, Humble.
No, they ain't fucking with me.
Okay.
But that's what Queens just put everybody up on. Queens Media said they are thinking about starting to charge, you know what I'm saying, $40 a month. But if you want to get better performance, there'll still be free shows offered, but you would just get less time. I mean, damn, how much less time can you get than 2 hours? Shit. If I'm gonna pay $40 a month, I know I need to be able to do a 10-hour motherfucking show marathon.
Hell yeah. Fuck that, I'm paying my money. I don't want no 2 hours.
If I'm
give
paying
me 7,
for,
give me 15, goddamn. I want the whole 24 hours.
Shit. I'm paying who? $40, man. Y'all only know what y'all, man,
well,
y'all better get it right, cause
I'm gonna be able to jump up any damn
bread
time I want to.
Shit, man, that's a cell phone bill.
For real.
That's a cell phone bill every month. $40?
Damn.
Man, they tripping. And we ain't got no yeah, we have to get sponsored. You have to get sponsored and shit on your show now. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Wait a minute. Oh, they are going. They are doing it. If you are a show host, you should go every Thursday to the blog Talk Insider show. It's like a conference for all the show hosts. Oh, okay. I ain't know that.
Okay.
I damn sure be there raising some hell. I mean, $20, you know what I'm saying? But you got to think, everybody damn near that's in this room right now are all hosts or potential hosts, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, of their own shows. And the 37 people that I had on my show the other day was all hosts or potential hosts. You know what I'm saying? So it's shit. Man, come on, man. No, you can't do it like that, Blog Talk. You ain't do it like that. I love your service and everything, but I love free even better. Free is for motherfucking me.
So true.
Straight up. You know what I'm saying? But how your day going, man? What's happening?
Oh, it's fine. I got to get ready and go. Having some business about my damn ride, trying to get it running right. And I know you don't hear the noise. My kids are at school today, except my baby.
What?
He's taking a nap. Yes.
Back in the school, I started back. Hoo, 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 hoo.
Yes, yes, yes. I can actually sit up in here for a moment, not long, though, shit. Still be having to hang up on business and everything. But it just sounds so nice and peaceful. Don't you hear that smell?
Hey.
Miss Black, you hear that? Goofy Bone, you hear that, boo?
You know, when you answer the phone, girl, you know what I was thinking?
What you was thinking, Poppy?
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Ew, I want that whole meal. Look at you becoming an expert with
that,
Andrew.
Yeah, y'all see me now. Y'all see me with my shit up now. I got my shit up and running. The last 3 minutes, let me be playing with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I be kicking jokes on here, and I be making them feel like,
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
I think I heard that one before.
Oh, yeah, I'm an IM freak, boy. Y'all don't want to instant message me on Yahoo.
No more.
if you message me, I'm telling you, I'm going to have your ass motherfucking cracking up. Yeah, I'm straight up. You can ask Ms. Black, boy. I use like every, we be on there just, straight up clowning. I mean, we be having some of everything. You know what I'm saying? We playing with all them little sound bites. Let me see if I got I thought I uploaded a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't, but it's all good. But yeah, you missed it. You know what I'm saying? We got into you know what I'm saying, talking about some 9/11. You know what I'm saying? I was on Kayla Nation last night. My dog, we broke out into talking about hip hop from, you know what I'm saying, from KRS-One to hip hop to you know what I'm saying, Al Qaeda and insurgents. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some real issues. And everybody in the room, I'm going to say everybody. I'm going to have to speak for everybody because we was all on one accord. We all feel that the government pulled some hoodwink bullshit over your ass. And the shit that went down, you know what I'm saying, is a result of that.
Yeah, I agree with
you
that.
Know?
So,
what I'm going to do, I got a minute left. And I got to say, I love all y'all. Thank you, you know what I'm saying, for supporting me in and everywhere I go. This last song is sealed because the change is going to come. Keep your heads up. Keep your faith to the skies. 408, you calling in all at the last minute, but what's happening?
Hey, what's up? It's Goofy Bone. I just want to give a shout-out. Say have a good day, man.
That's real, man. Goofy Bone, thank you. San Jose, California. Love everybody out there, man. Keep it smoking.
tell Shy Romance I love her too.
Love you too, baby.
Yeah, man. You already know. Ain't never love on this show, man. I told y'all about that love. You know what I'm saying? You need to tell everybody you love them before your ass might be dead the next day. You know what I'm saying?
I love you all.
Really.
All right, man. Have a good day. Shy, have a good day. And I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Appreciate it, homie. Yeah, man. On that note, I got like 50 something seconds. Thanks for all my loyal fans out there, man. I will be. You know what I'm saying? Bringing some artists to you. I got my dog Big Herc in the building, Thug ENT. So we finna hit bend a couple of corners, and then we're gonna be trying to come down y'all way. Shy, we gonna need a place to crash.
Okay,
baby. We gonna need to know where your local flea market at or Family Dollar.
Gotcha, baby. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So we can go ahead and post up and get our hustle on. And that goes for anybody. Go for Bone. We gonna be coming up there to San Jose. You know what I'm saying? So we can get down. I already know you got the record company, you know what I'm saying, ready for us, so we're going to be out there doing what it do. So, Miss Black, thank you. Iraq, tell all the soldiers, thank you. And the show is off, and I will holler at y'all tomorrow, man. Tomorrow is something Tuesday. I don't know. We'll see. T-Back Tuesday, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. And we off air, girl. And I got to get up out of here because I got my artist, man. We finna get on the grind, try to put some dollars in our pocket.
All right. Have a good day, babe.
Yeah, you know how that do. I will be tuning in to your show, you know what I'm saying,
Thank you.
So what you're going to try to, you know you can do a live video, though.
Live video?
Through Blog Talk, yeah, you can do live video.
I can't do live video yet. I don't have my camera yet. I got to get me another camera.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you did say that was back in the day.
Yeah, my damn dog ate my bit my wire and shit. But
poor, yeah.
I will be ready though. Hopefully everything's in line, and I'm not trying to hold you up, baby. So you got my number.
Okay. Hold me up, girl. Hold me up. Can you hold me though?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yes. That's supposed to be a little man joking shit. I'm supposed to be a little man or something? Like you just gonna handle a nigga or something?
Just gonna toss
me all up in there.
Nah, you're not a little man. Big old soldier boy.
Well, I'm with that though.
Tell me some of the moves you done learned over there overseas.
Why not, girl? Don't make me low crawl on you, girl. Don't make me low crawl on you, girl.
I hear you,
but. Oh, man. Yeah, we finna get out of Tampa, though, man. We trying to get out of Tampa, and, you know what I'm saying, to spread our wings on this music tip. So, you know, best believe we do got a viable transportation, you know what I'm saying, to hit in and everywhere. So, you know, we're going to have to hit some Yahoo maps and you know, put you in there.
Okay.
It's definitely going down. I had your address and all that. You know that, right?
For real?
Mm-hmm. I ain't even finna put whose name, Quinlan, and I'm going to leave it like that.
You say what?
Are you feeling the rest of the name, Quinlan?
I don't know who the hell that is.
Who is Jacqueline?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, well, you better do a reverse look up on your phone number then and see who the hell they got linked to your house and shit. Because, yeah, that's what I did.
I don't know who the hell that is.
I'm just saying, go to free411.com, do a reverse lookup on your phone number, and look at the information that it pulls up.
They got what address? No, because that won't be my address, because whoever had the number before me, their address should come up in.
Oh, okay, well then, yeah, that's who was coming up, Jacqueline something, D. Jacqueline.
Because I don't know who that is.
Yeah, but it shows the address. I forgot what address it had. It had everything listed.
And what is it, free411.com?
Yeah, free411.com.
I got to check that out.
Yeah. Yeah, that reverse phone lookup is a beast.
Damn.
I mean,
okay.
It's a beast, boy.
Put me up
you
on
think
something
your,
else today,
think
then,
your,
okay.
Your privacy is kept. Shit.
Okay, reverse phone call, phone number. What is it, reverse
Yeah, reverse phone lookup.
Okay, and it's free411.com. All right. Well, whenever you get some time, just hit me back, baby.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
All right, sexy.
All right.